Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 61, first broadcast on Radio GH, the nation's station, on Sunday 24th of April 2022. Hello everyone, it's lovely to have you listening and I hope you enjoy this next hour. When I was in Perth at the Stagger Inn over Easter, wonderful weekend by the way, just superb. It was such fun meeting listeners and putting faces to names. Lots of positive comments with several saying they looked up the dances as they listened. Don't forget this programme is repeated at some point in the day, Monday through Friday, but if none of those suit, then from the following weekend onwards they are archived to my website, thesundayclass.org.uk, and from the day of first broadcast there are links to information about the dances and tracks which I have used, so do check out my website. Our opening jig today is City Lights, devised by Nicola Scott in 2015, inspired by the Charlie Chaplin film of the same name. The dance appears in RSCDS Book 52, for which Jim Lindsay and his band recorded the CD. The dance contains the formation Corners Pass and Alamand Turn, where first couple dance the normal passing, while Corners dance in, join right hand, lady dances under the man's arm and curves out to place, while the man retires. The second four bars of the phrase sees ones turning left hand to face second corner positions, while all four corners chase halfway. No setting in this dance, but plenty of turning and skip change to warm you up. We'll be right back. tune for City Lights is Micah Thompson of Mile End by Ian R. Muir. And Jim Lindsay followed that with Cairn O'More by Luke Brady, Kathleen McAdam's Jig by Andrew Imbrie, and Manus Lunny's Terracotta Plower Pop by Phil Cunningham. Now a huge favourite, and very surprisingly, the only country dance not even recapped at the Staggering. There are so many wonderful recordings for this. So this time, we'll hear Ian MacPhail and his band from Highlander Music, Volume 5. That was Ian MacPhail at his often speedy rate with the Irish Rover, Roddy McCauley, O'Donnell Abu, Kelly the Boy from Killane, the Scottish Breakaway Laddies Who Fought and Won, Irish Soldier Laddie, and the Enniskillen Dragoons on the 1996 CD from Highlander Music. Time to slow down now, and the second Ian on the show, there are four today, Ian Muir of Prestwick, and the dance is the 4x32 Strathbay Heather Dewar by Evelyn Ramwell. For Julie and John Crystal, I'll try to slow down a bit with the recap. Ones and twos set and rotate. All advance and retire, and then the middle couples, ones and threes, cross right hand and cast round the corners to lines of four across. All advance and retire, ones and threes change right hand up and down and cast round corners. Threes and ones dance half figures of eight through their nearest end, and the progression finishes with the bottom couples, ones and fours, dancing up and casting through second place, so that ones finish at the bottom and fours in third place. I hope you got that. Heather Dewar, beginning with set and rotate. Thank you. the Ian Muir Sound, which included Derek Hamilton in some playing capacity, as well as producer of the CD, the second Kirkbray collection. The tunes were Heather Dewar's Strass Bay by John Renton, followed by The Piper of Dundee, Castles in the Air, and The Smiths' A Gallant Fireman, all traditional. Our next jig is by Brenda Burnell of For Charles Ogden, a true gentleman and staunch supporter of Leeds Branch. The dance is published in the Leeds Golden Collection of 2013, for which Neil Barron and his band recorded the CD, at Castle Sound Studios with Stuart Hamilton, and you can hear the quality. This dance has a sort of variation on corners, pass and turn, as while ones dance out round first corners, second corners turn right hand, and then as ones dance around second corners, first corners turn left hand.
Thank you.
Neil Barron wrote the name tune Charles Ogden's Jig and the following, The Tatty Cellar, as in a coal hole, not a vendor. The other two tunes were Mr. and Mrs. Brian Ridley by Donald Ridley and the traditional Drum Delgie. The next reel I first remember dancing in the Bell Sports Centre in Perth, the only time I attended the AGM, and John and Ruby Wilkinson were in the set. I like to think their voices calling for an encore ensured we had one. The dance is by Douglas Henderson, who also used the Spurtle movement in Blue Mess Jacket, and published by the RSCDS in Book 23 in 1967. In this dance, remember ladies left and men right. A great dance, but fast for this day and age. Gordon Shand recorded the CD for the RSCDS in 1998, so this is a bit slower than the original LP versions. Gordon Shand and his band, with Miss Mackenzie's Reel by Robert McIntosh, Morning Mist, Ian Peterson by John Renton, and the Bells of St. Louis for the Glens of Angus. Our eight-time Strass Bay today is from America, devised by Denise Peat, with the original tune by Liz Donaldson. Ones and threes begin by dancing three-quarters right shoulder round their partner to the centre line, dancing half reel of four, and then three-quarters round each other again to own sides, with threes at the top and ones in third place. Twos and ones set and link, and then threes and ones set and link. The next eight bars is three bars to dance half-right shoulder reels of three on the sides, then the ones from third place, first lady followed by partner, casts up one place, dances across, and ones turn left-hand to face first corners. The dance finishes with corners pass and turn. The recording is from the Scottish Weekend Ensemble, their second CD, and included Liz Donaldson, Earl Gaddis, Dan Emery, Dave Weasler, and David Andrew Knight, many of whom I danced to when I went to Pinewoods. Thank you. From More Memories of Scottish Weekend, those tunes were The Gypsy Weaver by Liz Donaldson, When the King Comes Over the Water, Hard is My Fate by Captain Simon Fraser, and Rob Don McKay the Poet by Rob Don McKay. The dance was by Denise Peat and published in the 2006 book Between the Rivers by Washington DC Dancers. Now right up to date, with a book of dances and CD released only last week at the Stagger Inn in Perth. Ewan Galloway wrote 4 dances and was gifted a 5th, composed 18 tunes and put the whole thing together as a tribute to and to raise money for the Edinburgh Trinity Sea Cadets, of which 6 months ago Ewan was promoted to commanding officer. Full of information about the Sea Cadets, instructions and diagrams for the five dances, plus some of the original music, you can own your own copy for £10 from Ewan's website and contribute to the unit's funds as well. Get Knotted is a three-couple jig in a three-couple set. It begins all circle round and back. Ones and twos dance a double figure of eight. Ones set and cast and do-si-do. Then ones and threes dance the knot. Just three times through, and the lead tune is Feeling Knotty. Ewan played Feeling Knotty, Erin's Jig and Sarah's Stamp Party, all tunes which he composed, on the CD Ship Ahoy. From new to old, and back to the mid-1960s, for John Drury's dance The Peatfire Flame, and one of the early recordings by Andrew Rankin and his band, especially for Brenda Tellefson and Sarah Horn, with great memories made last weekend. tunes were The Peat Fire Flame by Marjorie Kennedy Fraser, and three traditional ones, Alistair of the Dun, Pulling Bracken, Health and Joy Be With You. And that last sentiment is sent to all of you listening. Next is a little Strath Bay, Glen O, devised by Daphne Jones in 2017 for Elmer McLaughlin, MBE, who lives at Glen O, County Down. I was disappointed to find that although the instructions are in the booklet of dances to honour Elmer McLaughlin, MBE, there is no recording on the enclosed CD. So, what to choose? I have chosen a track from Robertson, A Musical Heritage, by Ian Robertson and Muriel Johnston. The first tune is Air for Megan by Ian's son Tom, and is followed by two by Ian. The dance for three couples begins with ones and twos right hand across and half diamond poussette, then ones and threes repeat, ones from the bottom, curly cast to the top, and all do-si-do. The last eight bars are a progressive chain, two bars per hand, turn if you are at an end, or change on the sides. Everyone stays on their own sides in a progressive chain. So, enjoy Glen O to a track called Mathilde is a Delight. That was our third Ian today, Ian Robertson, with Muriel Johnston playing Tom Robertson's Air for Megan, A Friend for All Seasons, and Half a World Away, both by Ian Robertson, from Robertson, A Musical Heritage, the CD from 2017 where all the tunes were composed by or for a Robertson. Our last Ian is the late, great Ian Powery. And here he plays for Ian Powery's Farewell to Octorada, the square set jig by Bill Hamilton, devised when Ian Powery was emigrating to Australia. So recognisable. West Kirkton by John McGregor and Echoes of Oban by Donald McPherson from the LP Ian Powery's Farewell to Scotland. Now, who haven't we heard from today? Lots of bands, I know, but you all know my favourite is Marian Anderson, and it was lovely to be able to spend 2 days with Marian and Max before Easter. Thank you both for that, and a shame that the Edinburgh gridlock on Thursday prevented Izzy and Alex coming over for a blether. Best wishes to Grace Wilson. Hope you're tuned in, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next month when I am in Duns. Our last dance is that great finisher by Francis Waldock, The Two Grey Cats. Another with corners pass and turn. Must be the sub-theme for this week. Those tunes were Forest Hill Road by Marion, Itchy Fingers by Pipe Major Robert Pinkman, Toast to the Mousies by Keith Smith, and Barry and Doreen's Continental Capers, also by Marion, from the second Australian CD, The Other Kangaroo Paw. We will be playing out today with a track from Ewan's other new release, Banjolodeon Breakdown, a collaboration with Graham Cairns, who plays guitar and banjo, as well as writes songs. This track is actually a Ewan solo of A Waltz for Doreen by Bob Little, but the whole CD is excellent, with a fine mix of dances and vocals, available from Ewan's website, of course. My usual thanks to Ewan and all at Radio GH, and to you all for tuning in each week. See you again. Bye!